Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Feels good. Feels good.
Day's over and I got it made. Like Johnny Kemp said, I just got paid and I'm ready to mingle. Young man single and free, ready to get busy. Down to party hardy and have a good time. All I need is a partner in crime. Call up the homies and hope they might say they're down to paint the town red tonight.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game.com. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 27th day of April. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. Sam, it's time for us to step aside.
Oh, yeah.
Give the floor to Noel. Good morning, mm-hmm. Noel. We haven't had John at all this morning, other than when you misunderstood me earlier, and that's on me. How you been? How was your week?
Good morning. The week was pretty good. Thursday, I had a ball.
Yeah?
You did?
Oh, man. The entertainment value for me was top 10 NFL. No notes. I mean, we open up with a very, very corny Eminem pun joke of "I'm not afraid" with the condition with the commissioner. Amazing, amazing. Then we come out with Eminem on stage, and we go through the picks, and it gets cracking. Let's get to it, fellas. Are you ready?
Let's go.
All right. So we start with "Ain't gonna hurt nobody," cause Terry ain't trying to hurt nobody. Atlanta Terry and Raheem ain't trying to hurt nobody. And guess what? Two quarterbacks just got paid. So let's break it all down. Let me tell you something that y'all don't want to hear, Atlanta. Let me try to talk you off the ledge like I do. Y'all know this is a place of positivity. I am the little old ant trying to move the rubber tree plant. So let's start with Kirk Cousins. So reportedly, Kirk Cousins did not get a heads up on the Falcons drafting a quarterback.
Ooh-wee.
Well, no, that's not true. He got one just before the pick went in.
Yeah, he got yanked off stage, signed the autographs. He got sandmanned off stage so yeah. he could get the note.
Okay.
Now, here's the deal. I'm not crying for Kirk, because you get $100 million for a 2-year rental. You are an expensive G-Wagon lease.
Yeah, but you know what though? Last weekend he was driving the Golden Spike at Atlanta United.
Yes, he was. Yeah. Throwing out the first pitch
at the Braves and whatnot.
Yeah,
you
and that's okay.
Are the new current Atlanta Falcons starting quarterback. That is your role. They hired you to come in here and take us to the playoffs for the first time in a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
That is your job, and you're going to do that job. Nobody's here to supplant you. That doesn't change your money. It doesn't change your position. It doesn't change your number. It doesn't take any of these chains you keep getting off of your neck. Kirk Cousins, you are the man. You have a very specific, particular job to do. And if you do that job, sir, then we should be picking around 17, 18, 19, 20. That doesn't leave you a whole lot of room to go draft you a franchise quarterback. On top of that, A lot of people don't feel like next year's class of quarterback is that great. On top of that, you were able to get a quarterback without moving or giving up any type of trade capital this year versus trying to jump back into the first round 2 or 3 years from now to try to get that quarterback. I'm going to tell y'all something. This is the beginning of Terry F. Baby becoming the cleanup man. Call Terry F. Baby the cleanup man, because I don't think we really have a good perspective of how much Terry has to clean up to move this franchise in the direction we want to go in. You know, when they hired Raheem Morris, I was joking to myself and to you guys, I'm pretty sure I said this on air, that, you know, Raheem went into that meeting with Arthur Blank and his pitch was, I was here for 28-3. I was on that sideline. Everybody's going to come in here and tell you they want to win a Super Bowl. That's what they're supposed to do as a head coach, right? But it feels different for me. It's unfinished business for me like it is for you. Now, let's take that nugget a bit further. We just found out that when Raheem interviewed for this job originally after he was the interim head coach, he told them part of their plan was to have a succession plan for Matt Ryan. That was part of his plan and his pitch in his interview. We went a different direction. We went the wrong direction. So that's one of those things we have to clean up. On top of not hitting on that DN for 15 years, on top of not really having the defensive production, the sacks, the moving in the pocket, the tight shutdown corners on both sides that you've been wanting to have for 15 years. There's a lot to clean up here, guys. This isn't, you know, clean up stuff from the past 3 years ago. This isn't just add a couple players and win now and maybe think about the future later. They're trying to hedge bets here between capitalizing on a super weak division now and figuring the future out before anybody else in their division. Yeah. Because the way that I see it, 3 years from now, really 2 years from now, but I'll say 3 years from now, Tampa's probably either stuck with Baker or trying to figure out what to do after Baker. Carolina's still, to me, 3-4 years away of figuring out really what's going on with that entire team. It's not Bryce Young. That was a complete teardown. And then you have New Orleans that has their own 100 X amount of million dollar quarterback that's not really giving them the results that they wanted. And they were trying to move up into the top 10 to get Michael Penix Jr.
Yep.
So.
But the other thing, too, here, Noel, is what a caller told us about earlier in our first hour.
Yep.
And so we hadn't thought about the fact that the Falcons still have a penalty that's coming, and we don't know. This year's draft pretty much be next year's draft because we don't know what draft selection will be taken away. Draft picks will be taken away, or status change for the draft for the coming year. So that's the other thing that has had to factor into this decision.
And let me ask you, and let me just jump in real quick here, because I couldn't remember this. Maybe you guys can answer for me. What came first, the knowledge of the possible penalties for the Falcons or the signing of Cousins?
The penalties. No. The signing of Cousins came first. And then as Cousins, okay, so what happened?
Well, as Cousins opened his mouth.
Yes, the press, and
was talking about, oh, yeah, everybody's so greater.
Yeah, the press conference opened the door for that tampering conversation.
Nobody kind of told him, like, yeah, you can't talk about, you've been up here and you met some people.
Yeah, because he was giving it all out. Oh, yeah, I've been at the training,
the trainers, the facility, and the this and the that,
and we got a plan. And Kirk Cousins seemed like
he would have known better than that. And it's got to be some other stuff in addition to that. I'm not going to drop it all on Kirk, but he kind of didn't hurt it by putting it out there. He might have ironed out the wrinkles,
but there was some stuff there before that.
It has to be because there's too much here in the supposed penalty is too stiff for.
And he would have came out and said something too.
About, right,
they would have made him come out and say, "Listen, I was just rambling on, and I apologize, and don't hurt the team."
I had the timeline wrong.
Exactly.
Right. Mm. Yeah. So there is more to these tea leaves here.
Yeah.
Then
we don't know what we don't know,
and we never will. To be honest, it's one of those 30 for 30 things that we won't figure out until.
Ooh, 30 for 30. I like them.
You know, they're ready to. Yeah, all the juicy things that we really, really want to know. Like,
yep.
I always throw that into a 30 for 30 category because that's when you're going to. The tell all book, the biopic, that's when you're going to get it. And in sports, it's the tell all book and the 30 for 30. And we like to watch it visually.
Is there a 30 for 30 that you got? I know, Duel. I'm sorry. I'm going to ask this at the end of your thing. What's the 30 for 30 you waiting to see?
Ooh, that I'm waiting to see?
Yeah, I ask you all that. I'll throw this out to the audience. 404-726-0929. What's the 30 for 30? Oh. What's happened in the last decade? Or even going back to a story they did not tell. What's the story?
I think I'm in
I
the
got
middle.
One.
I think I'm in the middle of my 30 for 30.
All right. What's that?
I want to know the behind the scenes of this current Hawks situation between 2018 and now. So I'm in my current 30 for 30 situation because there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things being said and whatever, and tea leaves or whatever going on there. And we will never know the nitty gritty of how the whole Travis Slink and Landry Fields. And we will never know the nitty gritty of that until we get the 30 for 30 cameras.
Okay. I don't know how that's going to land in other parts of the country, but I can feel why you want to do that.
Oh,
one.
Yeah. You said what I won't.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah. That everybody else is going to want to see. But here's mine. And Sam, you come up with yours. But this is the 30 for 30 I'm waiting to have happen. It's that second season of the Seattle Seahawks chronicled from soup to nuts, right down to the handoff that was supposed to happen to Marshawn Lynch, and he threw that pass. And get the principals in this 30 for 30 saying, well, y'all know that Pete Carroll, and we've heard some things already. I want it confirmed in the 30 for 30 and wind that back. That's one of them.
Oh, let's go further. Let's stretch two or three seasons. Let's get that season after that when you have that rift between the Legion of Boom and the quarterback. Yeah, I want to see all that.
I tell you what. Let's go back even farther, and it'll bring us up to another conversation. Let's talk about what got Pete Carroll kicked out of USC.
Ooh.
And why he had to go to Seattle in the first place, and then bring it full circle. How do you feel about Pete? Now, Reggie's been brought back. Do they bring back Pete Carroll? Do they bring back the AD who got thrown out too because of that whole situation? He had to resign. There was the athletic director, Pete Carroll, got swept up in this Reggie Bush situation. Okay, Reggie's been brought back for obvious reasons. Never should have happened. However you feel about that. But then the question's been asked. I don't want him coming back, but do you extend an olive branch to Pete Carroll? That wasn't rhetorical, you two.
I don't see why not. I don't see why not. I feel like enough time has passed.
Well, he got your national championship, right? Whether you feel like it's tainted or not. Exactly. And one of the greatest college games of all time. You're still talking about that, the USC Texas game, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I'm
but see, actually, Greg, that's asking. A good pitch to go into the Seattle because we did get the USC 30 for 30. So that's a good pitch to sell the Seattle like a part two, like a Pete Carroll part two.
But you know, listen, I just want to see an hour and a half of Marshawn Lynch talking. That's really what I want to have him describing it. I want him to walk us through the situation. We won't get that. He can get a lot of Richard Sherman. But I want to hear Marshawn. You're like, okay, Marshawn, you can say whatever you want to say about your time, those last 2 years with Seattle.
Yeah, I think Marshawn and Earl, like you would get some more candid conversation out of those kind of players.
Right. Okay, Noel, I'm sorry. Finish up there. Put a tip on your world there.
Okay, so all in all here, Atlanta, there is a lot to be good. There's a lot to be happy about. I know it seems like a crowded quarterback room, but I fail to see how that is a bad thing. You have somebody that's going to push Cousins. You have somebody that's going to kind of guide Penix along a bit. You have the stuff. This is exactly what they really did was reset everything with Matt Ryan. There was a lot of people that wanted us to go get Justin Fields and sit behind Ryan for 2 years and have that succession plan. And Ryan would have been around $80, $90, $100 million those last 2 years. This is the exact same thing. They just reset it. And the whole shock value really comes from the fact that Cousins just got the $100 million 2 days ago. That's really where all the shock value is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
If Kirk Cousins would have been here, if this was Minnesota doing this with J.J. McCarthy, I don't think you have the same hoopla, even with the same $100 million on the table being guaranteed. I don't think there's the same hoopla. I think a lot of the shock and awe and anger and all of that is coming from the fact that Kirk Cousins literally probably ain't cashed his check yet.
Well, it's all falls under the unknown umbrella. New coaching staff, new quarterback, all of that stuff. I mean, you can't put your thumb on anything like you could if he was still sitting up there in Minnesota.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.